kibetza, nechuvenis. In the case where he has exactly a beitza, the worth, the size of grapes, like a few grapes together, but together they are exactly the size of a kibetza, of an egg, is aloche tor. The juice that comes out of it is tor. The juice that comes out of these grapes is tor, stam makabotoma. So soon see why. Because an oichel could only be metame something else if you have a kibetza of oichel. Tzadiyik, ho yoise mi kibetza, mashmi, if you started out with more grapes than a beitza, you have a big bunch of grapes, and now this person that has tumma meis on and this avatumma squeezes out the grapes, the halacha is, even though he's not touching the juice that comes out, he's only touching the grapes, and a meis, a tumma meis, doesn't have a tumma smasa. There's no tumma smasa by a tumma meis. Tommy, somebody touched a mace, he's an avatumum, he's only tam is something else if he touches it. So here, what is the mace touch? The tummy mace touching is only touching the grapes. So the grapes that can become an avatumma, become a rishonatumma. Now that the mashke should become tummy, that's only because the grapes now is touching the mashke. So it's a dia koyose mikibetza, mashke, if you have more grapes than a beitza, is tummy. Then taka, the juice that comes out of the grapes, is tummy. Is the kasha of v'yarmut, if you're going to tell me now, that mashke habo le'oichel, is oichelu, again a kasha, an original kasha, that the original kasha was, the original din was, of Yehuda Mashmu was mechadish, that if you squeeze out grapes on Shabbos, that the juice should go straight into the food, straight onto the fish, it's mutter. Why? Because since this mashke is going into an oichel, it has the shame oichel on it now, it's called like food, and there's no eseschita. Schit was only if you're creating a mashkin now from an oichel. But if this, what comes out, is going into food, it only has a shame oichel on it, and therefore there's no issa of schit. That was the Yehuda Mashmul's chiddush. So now we have a kasha, if that's true, that a mashke that's going into an oichel is considered like an oichel, a bezoi, v'yarmit ye mashke habol yoichel. If you could tell me now the juice that goes into food, has it din oichel on it? So the habimina is now when you're squeezing out this juice, you're squeezing out these grapes, the juice is going in, is going into a food. And still we say if there's more than a kibetza there, it's makabel tumma. Hey, it's more than a beitza, is makabel tumma. Is the kasher why? B'may is kasher. How did this juice get its hechsher? Hey, since this grape juice now is going into the fish, it's considered like fish, it's considered like an oichel. So an oichel is only a mekabel tum if it had a hechsher first. So here b'may is chasher, and the Gemara who moisiv lo v'mefarik lo, he has the kashen, he gave a teretz, and echnami nekimta b'soichet utech hakarim. I tell you what Dafka talking about here now, where you're squeezing out this juice into the karim. That's all you do. So since you're squeezing it out into an empty plate, here for sure it's called mashke, it's called juice that's coming out. So you have grape juice. So grape juice does not need any hechsher l'kabel tum. It's only an oichel that needs a hechsher, not mashke. So Mel was no kasher of Yehuda Mashmuel. So the Bible was good of Yehuda Mashmuel, and we said that's the way the Mechaba Paskin's halacha, that if you take a grape and squeeze it out even on Shabbos for the purpose of using the juice to go into fish, into an oichel, it's mutter. Because that juice is called an oichel, it's not called a mashke. Let's see Rashi. Rashi told me, Meshe Socha, Zaysim, Yanovim, Kibetzim, Chavenes Tor. Rashi, Mishni, Vim, Sechta, Tarvis. This is the Mishnah. And there it says claw. We're only talking about in a case where the Zav himself, with the Tomei Meis, did not touch the Mashke. The Tomei Meis didn't touch the Mashke. He's only touching the Oichel itself. He's only touching the grape. Now, since there's only the exact size of a beitza here, when he squeezed out the first tip of the first juice that came out of his grape, now there's not even a beitza left over, the size of a beitza, of an egg. And the call is like this. That even though an oichel that is tamei, it can't be metam as something else if it has less of a shear than a kibetza. So here also, since the tamei mace is only touching the grape, so the grapes are tamei. You want now the grapes to matama the mashka that comes out. So on the tzad that the mashka coming out has a shame oichum, since it doesn't have a shame, it doesn't have a shear of a kibetza, it can't be matamarit. So drashi avolimho, you know, gebe mashka. But if the mace would, the tummy mace would have touched the juice itself, it male mashka, mi tipa rishayna, then avada the juice would become tummy. Shamashka makabal tumma becholshu. This is Rashi Shita at least. That mashka could be makabal tumma even on a kolshu. Vachinami tonebe behedju. It says also here, that what yoise mikibetza, if you have more than the size of a betza, is tummy. Washakiva and shiyotza tipa rishayna, nit mace bikibetza. When the first tipa comes out, it was makabal tumma from the betza of the tumadika grapes. The tummy mace is Rashi Dafkinokat. Sheina metama behesit. Because a tummy mace, it has no tumas heset of masli. Vahu adin le tummy sheretz. Vahol tumeya maga. The tummy mace of usanokat. They have yavatumma. Shematoni seifa of a zav shesegazesim is different. Your zav has a tumas masa. I mean, our heset, anything that's moved because of him, is tummy. See, since the juice is moved because of him, I'm out of the juice will be tummy in any case. But our tummy mace, it's only if you touch something. So you're only touching the grapes. The juice that comes out is the juice that comes out has to only be kabel tumma from the grape. Now, once the grape becomes less than the shear, but kibetza can be matama something else. So the diik do mashmi, if there's more grapes more than the shear of a kibetza, then we say the first drops of juice that comes out is makabel tumma and it's tummy. So the kasher is a trash of yam to salkadaitich. The habiminu is now talking about you squeezing out the juice even into food. So if you're going to tell me now that the mashka that's going into food has the shame oichel on it, so where's the hechshra kabel tumma? There was no hechshra on this oichel. Elamai, the teretz is that we're squeezing out the juice now into a karo, into an empty plate. Therefore, it's called mashka. So mashka doesn't need any hechshra kabel tumma. Therefore, it's very good that if there's more than the size of a beitza grapes here, so the grapes itself is matama the mashka. So the Gemara Amar Reb Yimya. Kitanoi. I'll tell you this machloikis that Rabbi Yehuda is mechadish. That if you squeeze out something into oichol, it's called an oichol, it's a machloikis anoyim. It's not so posh as Rabbi Yehuda Amashmu is saying. I'll tell you it's a machloikis anoyim. What's the locha? Hamachlik banovin. If you have a dough of chala, you make a chala. And on top of the dough, you shmir, you put on top of it some grape juice. Hamachalik banovin. Is loy huksha. Yes? No, even though it's juicier. The juice is not machshir the lechem, the challah to mekabel tumma. It's not called mashka. We'll soon see why not. Even though you're squeezing out the grape, the juice goes onto the challah. It's not machshir the challah, the bread to mekabel tumma. We have Yehudu leim ma'huchshir. Yehudu says no. The lechem now has its hechshir. It's as if mashka touched the lechem. Therefore, it's huchshir mekabel tumma. The more my love, what my love? What's this machlokes? It's the first one that says there's no hechsher, because since even though it's juice, it's grape juice, it has a shem mashka, but since you're squeezing it out now to put it into the bread, into oichel, it's called an oichel, therefore it's not mashka kabel tumma. Or masava no lav oichelu, it's not called an oichel, therefore it is mashka kabel tumma. So you see, klotz machlekes. So drashi kitanoi mashka haboli oichel oichelu, oi mashku. This shayla, if it's called an oichel or a mashka, it's a machlokes tanoim. Hamechalik banovim nachtum a baker. Hamechalik penei kikrois. Bianovim, he's smearing the top of his breads with grape juice. It's shesoichet hamashki ala kikr. He's squeezing out the grapes that the juice should go directly on top of the kikr. Is huksher. Ho'eichel vi hanovim huksher. He's the grape juice was mashka the food. So that's a machlokes tanoim. So who you see, there's the machlekes here. The one says it's called a mashka, one says it's not called a mashka. Amar Rav Papa, I tell you no. The kula yalma holds mashka, bolu yoichel taka lav oichelu. So everybody here holds the chur, not like Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. This mashka, even though it's going into food, it's not considered like food. The yohocha, what's the machlekes here? The mashka ha bolu ibud kemiflegi. Here's another shayla, that this juice is going to be lost. So Rashi learns, what does it mean it's going to be lost? It's going to be burnt up, strashi. Sheor shoyafoy v'sorfoy. Like this grape juice is going on top of the bread, the dough. When you put it into the oven now, it's going to be burnt up and be swallowed up by the fire. So that's called ibud. That's why it's not called a mashka. It's mass of a mashka. Even though this grape juice is going on top of the bread, that's going to be burnt up in the oven, still it's called a mashka.
Because metchila, when you squeezed it out of the grape, it had a shame juice on it. So it's called the mashke. It can be machsher the bread. Now the bread has a hechsher. It's metame. If somebody tame or sheretz touches the bread, the bread's makabel tuma. Or ma'asava lav mashku. And one says, no, dafka here it's not called the mashke. Even though stam a mashke that goes into an oichel is called a mashke, that's because you're going to use the juice there. But here, where the juice gets burnt up in the oven, it's not called a mashke. So the Gemara called upon of a plukta dani tanoi. The same machlokes is another machlokes tanoim. The Tanya. Hamafatze v'zeisim, biyadayim. You have olives that are still a little bit hard, so you want to bang them up a little bit to make them a little bit soft. Mizuavois. And you have yadayim mizuavois. You have tomatika hands. Is hukshar. So you, even though when you bang them up a little bit, some of the olive, some of the juice, the oil, comes out on top of the olives, it's considered like your nicha with that juice, and melas hukshar. It's machsha the olives now to makabotum. What about lisoif to melech? What about the reason why you want to bang up these olives is to make the olives a little bit softer, that you want to salt the olives. So when the olive is a very hard olive, the salt just falls off the olive. You want to bang up the olives a little bit to make a little bit softer, that the salt could get attached to it. So here by says you don't want the oil to come out of the olives, you just want the olive to be a little bit soft. It's loy hukshir. Here I tell you there's no hechshir. Hey, since you're not, what do you mean lehukshir? Means even if when you're banging it, some juice does come out of the olive, some oil does come out, still it's not mashke the peri. Because you don't have das, it's not nichale with this mashke. Zrashia matzia bezaisim, kadeshia rakin, you're banging this to be a little soft. His hukshir, the nichale bemashke, the taya falayoshir, meterka ke marbim tam. Since when you bang a little bit and all the oil comes out, it gives time yunichu with it. What about the soif to the melech? Shemitech, shein koshin, they're very hard. Ein ha melech nidbak ben. The salt doesn't get attached to them. Umat soyin, a rachachon mibachutz mat, and you're banging it now on the outside to make it a little bit softer. It's a loch aloy hukshu. Tloy mechavin lamashke de tu de lekem. You have no kavana by space at all for the juice to come out. You only want it to make it a little bit soft, because then the salt should get attached to it. But good sakko upon him, you don't want the mashke to come out. Therefore, it's not hukshim. It's not negated to us yet. Now, what's negated to us? What about leid im hegiya zeisav lemasikim loy? Is you want to be able to squeeze out like some of the oil to know if these olives are ripe now to put into the press, to press them out to get the oil, is loy hukshim. Such a case is not hukshim. Even though the chur, you want the olive, the oil to come out now to test it to see if it's roy to squeeze out these olives to make the oil out of it, still loy hukshim. We'll soon see why. Yehudi I'm a hukshir. Yehudi says no. Since you're squeezing out, you're banging these olives, that some oil should come out. You're nicha with this olive. So now that's not a machshir. So the more my love, welcome mitzligi. My love, this is the machlokes here. The mass of a mashku mid libud mashku. This juice that's going libud is going to be lost. Because even though you're testing it now to see if it's roy to be pressed for the olives to make the oil out of it, but this juice that comes out now you're going to throw away. You're not going to use it. As you're squeezing a little bit olives to see the oil that comes out, is it roy ripe? So this olive, this juice you throw away. Just if it's ripe, you know to squeeze the rest of them out. So it's called mashke hoylech liibud. And one says that it's called mashkim, or masav alav mashku. So the machloikas we had before is invite another machloikas tanoim. Trashi leidim megia zeisav lamasik. Saruchu lirois im shum noyech lotzeis. If the oil is easy to come out, miyu hamashke is a liibud. The juice itself now is going liibud. It's Rashi miyu hamashke also liibud, but the mashke is just going liibud. Is the chura hani tanoi? Is so? This is the two machlekes tanoi and the same machlekes that the juice, even though you're squeezing something for its juice, but the juice is going to be liibud. If that's called the mashke or not? So the Gemara, I'll tell you the Gemara is a little bit different now. Omer Avuna bread of Yeshua. Hani tanoi b'mashku or midlibud pligi. You take it right. This last machlokes, when you're squeezing out these olives to see if the oil is ready, and then you throw away the olive, the oil, that zicha the machlokes, even though it's a mashke now, but since it's hilich libud, you're just going to throw it away. It's not a chosh of a mashke. V'hanech tanoi b'tei, it's not mucha, that's the machlokes, the first tanoim. By the nachtum, by the baker that smears some grape juice on top of the kikros. I tell you though, behind the tanoi, the other machlokes is b'mashke oimer the tzachtzchoy kumiflagi. Now there it's a little bit better. There you're not mamish be ma'avid the grape juice. What happened there? You're squeezing out the grapes that the juice should go on top of the dough, on top of the bread. So there you're not mamash l'holach libud. It's not cool. You're like just throwing away the juice. Faket, you want this grape juice to go on top of the bread to give it to them. But it's considered a l'tzachzachoy. It's only there to give a shine to the bread. In other words, the actual juice is going to be burnt up in the oven. But it's not mamish called holach libud. That's what he wants this taina. That these two machloikas tanoi manat toli zebezeh. So Rashi, Hani tanoi de matzoi by the zeisim vade be mashko im libud pli. That's the machloikas whether it's im libud or not. Kedi amrinim avo tanoi de machalik the machloikas here tanoi about pouring the grape juice on top of the kikrois. La be im libud pli. That's not the machloikas where it's im libud. The lav libud also. It's back. I'm not going libud. Shirel tzach tzachoi ha'oichol nosnu. You put it there to make the oichel shiny. V'arei metzachzachoy, and it did its purpose, it's like a shiny at the top of the bread. Ela b'mashkoy, metzachzachoy, l'oichel k'miflegi. The logic here is, we are squeezing out these grape that the juice should go on top of the bread. For what purpose? To make the bread have a little shine on top of the bread. D'altaya dinam mimashka bo l'oichel mashka. You're going to tell me mashka that goes into an oichel is called a mashka. Hani milihecha de kosor. Hani mili hecha de kosarfle hinami shota be rifta the teres mashko of it albatzachay pligi. That's only we doing it to put it into the bread to make the bread taste good or to soak it into the bread to eat the bread with the mashka. But here where it's only for the purpose of tzachay to make the top of the bread look shiny. Here it's a machlekes. About kopon and both these like four tanoim milachur hold not like if you do mashmul. The bar rule going that stam and oich a mashke, if it's hoylach loichel, even though it's going into an oichel, still it's called a mashke. Now the only reason why it's not called a mashke, it's either because it's hoylach libud, or else because only for the purpose of a tzachtachay. Benach nami, if it's for the purpose of putting it into food that you can eat it there, then vachur all these hold that it is called a mashke. Vakoponim, we paskin still like before, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, so not like that, that if you squeeze out the grapes, for the purpose of putting the juice directly into the fish, into an oichel, it's not called a mashka, there's no issa of mefarik. So the Moravite, we'll soon see more about this, about the Rach's Pshatzum. Omer Rav Zero, Omer Rav Chia Barashi, Omer Rav, Soichet Odom Eshkol Shalanovim L'Teich HaKedera. A person is allowed to squeeze out grapes, L'Teich HaKedera. Like we had before, you could squeeze out grapes to get the juice into gedera, into food. You squeeze it out onto the fish, it's mutter. But you're not allowed to squeeze it out into the car, into a stam, an empty plate, because then you have mashke, and it's called, you created a mashke from an eichel, that's the yisim afarik. What about v'dag letziroi? If you have a fish, a dog, and you have juice inside the fish, you want to squeeze out the juice of the fish, afilu techa kara. Even though you're squeezing it out for the purpose of the juice alone, like here, lakara means an empty kara. Still, it's mutter. Shrashi v'dag letziroi ischit as dag loitzi tziro. Take out the juice inside it. Lav mashku. Here, it's not called a mashka. Ela oichlin. It's considered like oichlin. Therefore, it's mutter. Yeah. That's what Rav says. So the Gemara Yosef Rav Dimi ukom alo lahay shmeita. His Rav Dimi sat down and was saying over this halacha. Is omaleya by the Rav Dimi. Abaya told Rav Dimi. Osun you mishmei the Rav Masnison. You learned this din in the name of Rav. In the name of Rav. For lekashlechu. Mainly you had no stiro on Rav to Rav. Oba nan mishmei the Shmuel Masnison lay. We learned this din that a dog litziro if you squeeze out the fish for the purpose of its juice, its mutter. And we learned it in the name of Shmuel, the kashalon. And then we had a stiro Shmuel on Shmuel. What's the stiro? Mia ma Shmuel. Is it true that Shmuel said dag litziroi afilu techa kar is mutter, that the purpose of the dag is a tziroi, it's mutter, even though you want the juice of it? Ivu itma, we learned kvosim shesochton. Kvosim means Rashi is yerek chai, a raw vegetable, kovish b'yarin, that you soaked it in wine, v'chaim it's in wine or vinegar. Yeah, kvosim shesochton omarav legufon mutter. If the kavona is legufon, that means to make the vegetable alone taste good. The moshe, you have sour pickles. You have a pickle that's sour in the sour water, and now you take out the pickle, you want to eat the pickle. But there's too much juice in the pickle. So you want to squeeze out the pickle, legufon, to make the pickle itself taste good. That's mutter. There's no way to schita there. because you don't have it for the purpose of drinking the juice. You just want it for the purpose of making the food good. That's not called you made a mashke. That's called oichel miyoichlas mutter. What about the memehim? If the reason why you're squeezing out these pickles because you want to drink the pickle juice, you should know potel avol osa. He's midirabonim not called ponim it's osa. He's potel midirais it's mutter. It's not a derech schita. That called ponim midirabonim though it's osa. To drashi legufon im lech ol hakvosim. Soichton, if you squashed it out, to eat the kita kvosim, mimashke hatzaf aleim, v'anivla ben mutl lichetchila. It's mutl lichetchila to squeeze out the pickle juice from the pickles. The loy mefarikus, it's not called mefarik. Hoye v'lav lamashku tzorich. You're not taking out the juice to drink the juice, you're taking it out to make the food, to make the pickle taste good. So that's mutl. What about you squeezing out the pickles now for the purpose of drinking the juice? You should know, pot is a trashy, shein ze mefarik, shein amashka ze, yoytze min akvosim, shaloi goda betoichen. Because this mashke is not part of the vegetable itself. Like we're talking about now, where you're soaking the cucumber in the juice, pickling it. So the water that came in is not part of the juice. Loi goda betoichen. I will also otto zeisim venovim. So it's only also otto dumya to a schita of zeisim venovim. If you're a bottom, it's also squeezed out, to squeeze out these pickles, because if you want it for the purpose of using the juice, it looks like a schita. So that's what Rav holds. Mashenkin zok gemara. What about shlokis? What about if you have a cooked vegetable or a cooked fruit? Then bein legufa and bein lemameya mutter. That's Rav. You let it squeeze it out, even though you want the purpose of the juice. So since here it's a cooked fruit, vice versa, when you cook it, it all has a shem oichel on it. So even though you want the juice right now, still it's potter, like Rashi says. Shlokis, afilu memeyim, lav mashkininu, elo oichel. It's always considered only oichel. It's not called a mashke. Thus how Rav. What is Shmuel amar? Shmuel says though, echot kvoshim, whether you have pickles, v'yechot shlokis, whether you have something that was cooked, or cooked fruit, you should know, if you want to squeeze them out now on Shabbos, it depends. Legufon mutter. If you're kavon, you're squeezing it out now as the gufon to make the pickle taste good, to get the juice out of the pickle. Or else you have this shlok, is this cooked fruit. You want to squeeze out the juice to make the fruit taste good, that's mutter. There's no mefarik, you're not doing it for the mashke, it's mutter. Lemeneyim, but in the case we're squeezing it out to get the juice out of it, to drink the juice, pot lavo osam. Hakol potim is osam mid rabbonim. So drashi lemeneyim pot lavo osam. What's the kasha now? Vor shlokis. When you have cooked fruit, the chura dumi the dan, that daima to a fish. Litziron who? Vulay shore le shmuel kathila. Shmuel is not matla kathila to do this. Hey, since the juice in the fish, we're talking about, I say, it's also a pickled fish. So it's not stam the juice of the fish itself. There's other juice, other water that came into the fish, pickled fish. So you want to squeeze out the juice now. Before you said it's mutter. And here Shmuel is saying, shlokas, that's a cooked fruit. It's the same thing like a cooked fish. If you're squeezing it out for the purpose of the juice, it's also. So we have a stira and Shmuel. But he said, the way you learned, Mishmei the Rav is the one that said the loch of the fish, therefore it's good. That's what we answer the back. Omalei hilakim, like losh and shvua. Eini roi v'lezar, my eyes saw it, no, it's not somebody else. The what? Mi pumid Rebbe Yirmiyah Shmili, I heard it from the name of Rebbe Yirmiyah. Rebbe Yirmiyah Mereb Zera. Rebbe Zera Mereb Chia Barashi. Rebbe Chia Barashi me Rav. Enoch Nami, we heard this also in the name of Rav. Rashi, any rov lezar, hod de bin lemei malachom mishmei the rav itmar. I'm not stop telling you above the mices. Now I know klo. So mel is no theory right now. Rav, just like Rav says, shlokis, cooked vegetables or cooked fruit. You're allowed to squeeze out the juice, even if you want the purpose of the memeim. And this svar is like Rashi says, since you cooked the juice inside it, even the juice got a shem oichol. So what din a dar? You're allowed to squeeze out the cooked fish because the juice inside also got a shem oichol on it. According to Shmuel, that would be also. So there was no spirit of Shmuel and Shmuel, because Shmuel never said the halacha about a dog, that a dog is mutter to squeeze it out for its tzir.
More vital. Gufa. Kvoshim, shesochton. If you have this kvoshim, that means like the pickles, some vegetable that you're pickling, it's soaking in juice, it's soaking in wine, or in vinegar. Kvoshim shesochtum, now on Shabbos you come and squeeze out this vegetable. Omar Rav, legufon mutter. If the reason why you're squeezing out the vegetable is legufon to make the vegetable itself taste better, like we said, the pickle has too much juice inside it.
and you want to squeeze out now the pickle that the juice should go out, is mutter. For that it's mutter, there's no issa schita, because you're not mechavan to make a mashke. Your kavona is just to fix up the peri, so what comes out is not called a mashke, there's no issa mefarik. But if you're squeezing out these pickles for the juice, to be able to drink the juice, is potalav alosa. That was the first din. The Rav holds, it's also midrabonin. Midrabonin, now let us squeeze out the pickles for the juice, because midrabonin, it looks like it is a schita. Ushlokois, what about cooked vegetables? Ushlokois, something that was cooked. Bein legufon, bein lememehem mutter. That was Rav's din. Even though you're squeezing out cooked vegetables for the purpose of drinking the juice, still it's mutter. That's Rav's svara. The do it legufon for the purpose to make the vegetable good, that treat it's mutter. So the chiddush is when you have a cooked vegetable, shlokos, that's even mutter on Shabbos to squeeze out for the purpose of the juice. So what's the svar? What's the chilek? So Rashi learns, shlokos, that Rashi afilu lememehim. Even on its side, you're squeezing out the cooked vegetables or the cooked fruit for the purpose to drink its juice. Lav mashke ninu, it's not considered a mashke, elo oichel. It's always called an oichel. Okay, so once you cook the vegetable, why so is the juice that goes inside it now, when it's cooked together, gets a shem oichel on it. So even later, when you squeeze out the juice, it's still called an oichel. So it's just called like you're cutting the vegetable, cutting the fruit in half. Like before, there was an oichel, and now it's an oichel. That's not a nissim afarik. Mashenkin, by kvosim, hey, the water that goes in, it's only kavush, you're only soaking, pickling it. So there we don't say the water that goes in, mamish, becomes part of the oichel to get a shem oichel on it. No, it's still called juice. So if you squeeze it out for the purpose of the juice, it's also our kolponim midirabonim, because since it has a shem mashke on what's coming out, it looks like you are creating mashke from an oichel. Even though really there's no issue deraisa here, for a few reasons. Eshtin is not a derech to squeeze it out. It's like fruit that are not a derech. And also, since metchila, this water, this pickling water was a mashke before. Now when you put it into the eichel, it never really gets part of the eichel. So when you squeeze it out, it's not considered you're creating a new mashke. It's called this mashke was here before, and now it's coming out again. So with the raisa, poshut, according to Rav and Shmuel, there's no issa by squeezing out kvosim. But I'll call upon him, when you squeeze out the kvosim with the rabbonin, it's awesome. Because it's mechse, it looks as if you, when you want it for the mashke, it looks like you're doing a schita. So gzeira is up till you come to squeeze grapes and zeisim. Shmuel Lama, Shmuel says no. We pass him like Shmuel. Shmuel Lama, Shmuel says echod ze v'yechod ze. Both, whether they're cooked vegetables or whether they're just kvoshim, whether they're just vegetables that were soaking in pickle juice, is legufon mutter. You're squeezing out the juice to make the fruit itself taste good. That's taka mutter. Obla memeyim, if the reason why you're squeezing out the juice is for the purpose of the juice, you want to drink the juice. It's like a potalava also. Shnom with the rabbonin al koponim. It's awesome. He's by shlokis. He's by kvoshim, where you just pickled the juice. They always say a throw. The juice is always called the juice. So therefore, if you squeeze it out now for the purpose of drinking the juice, with the rabbonin it's also, it looks like you created juice from a neichel. And by shlokis, Weister Shmuel does know this svarim, that when you first cooked the vegetable, the juice that went inside got a shame vegetable on it. It's called a neichel. No. Even though you cooked it in water, the water that goes inside is still called a mashke. So now on Shabbos, to squeeze out the juice from the cooked fruit or the cooked vegetable is also awesome midrabonin. Midrabonin, it looks like you're being mefarik, you're creating now juice from an oichel. That midrabonin, it's awesome. Now comes the Chiddush. Rabbi Yechonin Amar, Rabbi Yechonin says though, Echot kvoshim, v'yechot shlokis, both kvoshim, something that was pickled, or el shlokis, a fruit, a vegetable that you cooked. Legufon, if you squeeze it out, legufon, to make the peri itself taste good, then the b'yechonin is moida that mutter. It's mutter metchilut to squeeze it out on Shabbos. You can squeeze out a pickle to get the juice, if there's too much juice in the pickle, if it makes the pickle taste better this way. It's mutter. Ma'ashenk in the memeyem, he holds, if you're squeezing out the pickles to be able to drink the juice, or you're squeezing out a cooked fruit in order to drink the juice, he holds chayiv chatis. This is a Yechonin's chiddush. Not only is it osam, is it mutter, but it's osam, and not only is tam osam, it's even osam midiraisa. So to Reb Yechonin. And it's a shaila how we paskin here. So the chur, it's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel keneged Rav Yechanan. Is there only an issa de rabbonin or is there an issa de raisa? So first we paskin Rav and Shmuel, their rabbin. They say that by squeezing out shlokis and kvoshim, it's only yosim de rabbonin. Mashenkin, the rach shiter is, holds no heels the chumrah, that we paskin like Rav Yechanan, that squeezing out even kvoshim and even shlokis is osim de raisa. And he's also, this is the rach. Yes, like the saying, the rach shiter is that he paskins like this Rabbi Yechanan, that it's also to squeeze out even shlokas or kvoshim, the tzorach, the juice, and it's also midiraisa, and he also holds that Rabbi Yechanan is not mechalik whether you squeeze it out into an eichol or into an open plate, an empty plate. As he holds, even if you squeeze out the juice into an eichol, still we hold, mashka haboli eichol is kamashka dami, and there'll also be an issa schita. This is the Rach Schiddish. But Alocha, Mikra Adim, we don't paskin like the Rach. Mikra Adim, we paskin like Rav and Shmuel here, that Shlokas and Kvoshim is only Yosem with the Rabbonin, to squeeze it out for the purpose of the juice. And Posh, we also paskin like before, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that says you're allowed to squeeze out even grapes and even olives. If you squeeze them out into an Eichel, that's Mutter, even with the Rabbonin, to do it. That's the Posh of Alocha. Just the Mechaber does bring down the Rach Shita to say that a Machmir is Tevel of Ruch. If you want to be Machmir, it's just not to squeeze out olives or grapes, which the Chumra only goes on these two, which we hold this is also Midiraisa. Midiraisa is also to squeeze out grapes or olives. So on an Issa the Iraisa, it should, you could, if you want to be Machmir, it's a nice thing, like the Rach Shita, not to squeeze out grapes or olives onto an Eichel. Even into an Eichel, still it's also. Mashen came by Shah Peris that we hold this only Yosem the Rabbonin. Is this that the Rach says that Shlokis and Kvoshim is the right, so that's for sure we don't paskin like that. Rovi Shrenik, when everybody says Fakir from him. We paskin like Rav and Shmuel here, since they're the Rav. So Melo Shah Peris squeezing it out the Zichir only Yosem the Rabbonin. So about this only in Yisra the Rabbonin to squeeze out Shah Peris, the Avadi could be Mekol and to squeeze it out into an Eichel. Like we said before, the Mishnah Berurah writes him. On the side, you want to drink tea on Shabbos, and you want to squeeze out the lemon into the tea, so you're not going to squeeze out the lemon directly into the tea, because that's called, you want the juice of the lemon, which is a koponim osim with the rabbonin, but the eitzer is, squeeze it out onto a teaspoon of sugar, squeeze out the lemon juice into the sugar, so that's cool, like the mashke is going into an eichel, that's mutter. And befrat, tibas only this, the rabbonin squeezing out the lemons, so vadi can be mekel, not to be machon at the rashit. Right. So I call upon a meisvet. For the more kasha and the biyichnin now. Soichtin is the abraisa. Soichtin kvoshim b'shabbos. It's a tzorach shabbos. You're allowed to squeeze out kvoshim. That means pickles on Shabbos. It's a tzorach shabbos. If you wanted to eat on Shabbos, have a little mitzvah Shabbos. You can't prepare now the pickles for mitzvah Shabbos. V'zeisim v'yanovim layischot. Marshen kein olives and grapes don't squeeze out. V'yim sochad loyitzu. You do squeeze them out on Shabbos. Yishino chayiv chatis. There's an issur d'oraisa. So churitz mashma only on zaysim v'yanovim is it osim midiraisa. So this is Ashton Zakasha on Rabbi Yechanan, and also even according to Rav and Shmuel it's shver. So here it's mashma the first case that you're allowed to squeeze out kvoshim for any purpose on Shabbos. Avidun l'tzarech Shabbos. Mashma even if you're squeezing it out l'meimayin, you're squeezing it out for the purpose of the drink, the juice. It's mutim etchilo. And both according to Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, everybody before said that I call upon it by kvoshim. That's by pickles, sour pickles. You're not allowed to squeeze out the pickles for the purpose of drinking the juice. And here the Braita says, "Tam that it's mutter." So who's the kasha? So the more kasha the Rav, kasha the Shmuel, kasha the Rabbi Yechanan. So the Gemara named Rav Mataros Atayimei, Shmuel Mataros Atayimei, and Rabbi Yechanan Mataros Atayimei. They all give a taros according to the shita. Rav Mataros Atayimei. Rav is going to learn this Braita according to the shita. The what? So Braita says, "Sirchten kvosim b'shabbos tzorach Shabbos." You're allowed to squeeze out a kvoshim, a pickled vegetable, l'tzorech ha-Shabbos. Avolelo moitzoy Shabbos. Not if you want to do prepare it for the Mlava Malka. Now, the kasha was, as mashmeh, any time you're squeezing it out, even for the juice, it's mutter. So a grav name. B'meh, devor mamurim, when does the Braisa say that it's mutter l'gufon? We're squeezing out the juice for the purpose of the vegetable itself, to make the vegetable taste good. Avolelo moitzoy, if you're doing it for the purpose of the juice, potter avolosi, you know, then it's potter avolosi. But Avadim and the Rabbonin, it's also, it's not a kasha to Rav. Ushlokis, what about
cooked vegetables or cooked fruit, bein lagufam, bein lamameya muta, that's Rav Shittam. Even though you're squeezing it out now for the purpose of the juice, and Rashi before said the svara, if you have a cooked vegetable, the water, when it goes in, when you're cooking it, it becomes part of the peri, part of the oichel. So when you squeeze it out, it's still called an oichel. Therefore, there's no mafarik. It's not called you're creating now a mashke from an oichel. It's considered you're just cutting the oichel in here. That's the halacha by Shlokas, according to Rav. That what bein leguf and bein lemameyim is mutter. What done, now the Brisa says, of the zeisim v'yanovim, what about olives and grapes? Lo yischoit v'yimsoch ton chayiv chattis. Is that the only case you chayiv chattis? That's the way we hold the halacha. Only zeisim v'yanovim. Because there, the juice of wine, there's wine and oil, that's called a real good mashka. So by making that on Shabbos, squeezing out the grapes to get the wine, that's called you created a mashke from an uichel, and that's the issue of the raisa of mafarik, which is a tolda of dash. Mashenkein basha peris, even though sometimes you squeeze it out for juice, that's not the ikka purpose of the peri. The ikka purpose of the peris are the fruit. Smell of the juice never gets a shame mashke when it comes out. Therefore, it's always called midiraisa. You're just squeezing out an oichel from an oichel. That's not an issa mefarik. It's midiraisa. You only have the yisur only on wine and on oil. This is the way Rav learns. So tomorrow, Shmuel matata time. Shmuel learns the brayse according to the shita. The what? Soichtin kvosim b'shabbos atzorach haShabbos. You're allowed to squeeze out kvosim. That means pickles on Shabbos for the purpose of Shabbos. And who adin lishlokis? It has the exact same halacha according to Shmuel. Shlokis, cooked vegetables and pickled vegetables are the same halacha. That what? Not that it's smut in any case. No, the medevor mamurim. When do we say it's smut? And we pass like the sheet like Shmuel. Davka lagufon. You're allowed to squeeze out pickled pickles or cooked vegetables if you're squeezing out the juice. For the purpose to eat the vegetable, it's better without the juice. That's mutter. Lagufon is mutter. Avul emeyem. But if you're squeezing out the juice, I'm not to drink the juice by itself. And achnami potem midrais it's potem, because that juice is not called the choshev amashke. It's not doimet to yayin and to shemin. About kol ponem avol also midrabbanon though it's also because midrabbanon it looks like you are using the juice now. It looks like you're creating juice from an echol. It looks like mafarik. Now v'zeisim v'yanovim. What about squeezing out olives and grapes la yischot on Shabbos v'yimsochet chayev chatis? So you learn Shmuel. Fight the Rav Yechon and Matarza time. Rav Yechon holds the Hishalis Hishita. The what? Soichten kvosim l'tzorech haShabbos. Ah, well, I'm mitzvoy Shabbos. The Brisa says it's mutter to squeeze out kvoshim for Shabbos and not for mitzvoy Shabbos. According to Kashrit, it's mashmetz mutter b'chol oifin. And the Gemara, no. He learns echot kvoshim v'yechot shlochis. According to Rav Yechon, also there's no chiluk between a pickled, a sour pickle, something that was pickled, and a cooked vegetable. Now the medevor mamurim, when do we say it's mutter to squeeze out these vegetables on Shabbos? Legufon. If the purpose is to make the guf of the vegetable better. Legufon of the peri. Avul memeyim, if you're squeezing it out for its juice, you should know, lo yischot. You're not allowed to squeeze it out on Shabbos. V'yimsochat luyitzu, you do squeeze it out on Shabbos, the locher is, nas, it's made. Kemisha socha zeisim v'yanovim. It's as if you're squeezing out zeisim v'yanovim v'chayim chatis. So he said that mikra dimi pasna grav and shmuel are squeezing out vegetables, anything that's not grapes and olives is only yosim midrabonin. And enechnam, if you do it lagufan, if you squeeze out these things for the purpose to make the pre taste better, it's mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah says in afkamin alalacha, let's say you have a kugel that has too much oil inside it. It's an oily kugel. And you will get your portion on Shabbos. You want to squeeze out the kugel to get the oil out. The oil should go out of the kugel. So your kavanah is not to eat the oil. The kavanah is just to get the oil out of the fruit, out of the kugel, to make the kugel taste better. So that's called schita legufon. You're squeezing it out legufon to make the kugel taste better. That's mutter. There won't be any issa schita on that. So the more vayta. Omar Rav Chiya Barashi Omar Rav. Tava Torah, this is where we hold halacha, that midiraisa, einoi chayiv, elo al drisa, zeisam v'yanovim bovad. Where is there an issa schita? That's a tolda of dash, that's called mefarik, which is a tolda of dash, only by squeezing out olives and grapes. And we said the svar is because on this the mashka is called a good mashka. Wine and oil is called mashka. Therefore it's considered you made a mashka from an eichel, that's the issa diraisa of mefarik. The more v'chein tona devei menashe. The Torah ain't a chayev elu al drisa zeisam v'yanovim. midiraisi yoni chayiv by squeezing out olives and grapes. That's the only time you chayiv. Right, another locha now he says, nusugi like, v'yein eid mi p'yein kosher. Eidus tamal is only kosher if you see it yourself. You see what happened, you come to Bezin and say Eidus. What about you heard it over from somebody else? You yourself didn't see the maisa. You didn't see somebody with mace, was dead. The shala, a man goes to the army, and he gets killed there. And now the wife at home doesn't know that he's mace. So when Eidechot comes home and says that, that the husband is mace, we believe the Eidechot. What about if you didn't see him die? No, you heard over from your friend that he died. That's called Eid Mi Piyed. She says, V'ein Eid Mi Piyed Kosher, when is the only time that's good? Eloi Eidus Ishu Bavad.